Peace, brothers and sisters.
So, 我很怕听到一句话，就是我们把时间交给我。
Actually, I'm very nervous about hearing the words we give the following time to our brother.
有一些弟兄姐妹曾经跟弟兄姐妹交通啊，弟兄姐妹最后说，哇，我儿子交给你啦。So
sometimes I would be sharing, and then they say, "Oh, we will give you our son."
或者我把我女儿交给你啦。Or
I'll put my daughter into your hands.
实在我实在是恐惧战惊了，我连自己都救不好。But
I actually can't even save myself.
好吧，我们一起先有些祷告。
Let's start off with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把我们的时间交在主你手中。
And we commit this time into your hands.
主，你自己继续的救我们。
May you continue to save us.
主，亲自对我们说话。
May you speak to us.
主，帮助我们一起在一个灵里面，能够同感一灵，能够知道主你自己要我们说在世上的行，如何行。
That in one spirit we can know how you want us to live in this world.
主，实在不是我们自己可以做什么。
It is not that we can do anything.
主，如果没有你自己的话在里面刚强我们，我们实在是软弱无力。
If you are not strengthening us from within, we have no power.
但是主，你自己恩典怜悯常与我们同在。
But your grace and mercy is with us.
求你继续的恩待帮助我们。
May you continue to pour out your grace on us.
我们感谢祷告靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We praise you in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 其实在刚刚弟兄的祷告里面，其实已经在知道我们主他自己成我们的榜样。
Actually, in our brother's prayer, we see that the Lord is already our example.
那谢谢弟兄姐妹在明处暗处为我的祷告。
And I thank brothers and sisters for praying for me openly and in secret.
我在12月的时候曾经动一个手术，就是这视网膜脱落的手术。
Back in December, I had a surgery for retina detachment.
我现在眼睛还不是很清楚。
Right now, my eyes still can't see that clearly.
所以一个多月来就在这不清楚之中，在里面的生活。
So in this one month, I've been in a partially can't see situation.
以前曾经有弟兄说，我们在看弟兄姐妹的时候，有时候闭一只眼，张一只眼，比较看弟兄姐妹比较可爱。
Sometimes brothers and sisters say that if we close one eye and use one eye to look at our brothers and sisters, they look better.
我就有一点这个感觉。So
now I've had this feeling.
我看我的姐妹这一个多月来特别的，感觉非常漂亮了。So
I think looking at my wife with only one eye, she looks prettier.
我想，但是我们要求主耶稣把我们心里的眼睛能够打开。But
we ask that the Lord would open our inner eyes.
在刚过了一月的青少年聚会，那个 Jeffrey 弟兄曾经提到一句话，就是 "Bubble Christ."
Back during the youth retreat, one thing that Brother Jeffrey mentioned was the bubble, the Christ bubble.
Oh, Christ bubble. 就想到我们每个人都是在主耶稣的遮盖之下。
That everyone is covered by Christ.
在我们弟兄姐妹跟 中间的时候，好像也是主耶稣站在我们中间，把我们连在一起。
And when we are standing with our brothers and sisters, Christ is in the middle, keeping us together.
所以这一个多月来，在一个 bubble 里面，在眼睛里面常常有许多的 bubble， 就一直在思考这句话。So
because of my eye, because everything looks like it's in a bubble, so I've been thinking about these words.
所以感谢主，让我们这样的人能够跟他就连接在一起。
And we thank the Lord that in this way we can be united with Christ.
也感谢主，让我们跟弟兄姐妹也连在一起。And
praise the Lord that we can also be united with our brothers and sisters.
我想这么两三年来，在心中一直有一个负担。In
these 2 to 3 years, I've always had this burden.
就是在提摩太前后书里面提到的，我们在神的家中要怎样行。It
is what is mentioned in 1 and 2 Timothy how we must be in the church.
因为我们实在需要。 看见神在他的身体里面，主要做他的事情，那我们要怎么去做
？Because when we are in Christ in His body, we have to see what He wants to do and how we should do it.
好吧，我们可以读一下提摩太前书第三章15到15、16节，14、15、16节。Let's
first read 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 to 16.
我先念一遍中文，然后14节。到16节，他说：“我指望快到你那里去， 所以先将这些事写给你，倘若单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大灾近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long. But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
这讲到神在肉身显现。
Here it says that Jesus Christ was revealed in the flesh.
被接在荣耀里。
He was taken up in glory.
那我在那边思想的时候，我就发现，虽然今天神也借着教会在死人中间能够显现他自己。
And I was considering these things, and I realized that through the church, Christ also reveals himself in the flesh.
也就是在我们这些人中间，神的生命在我们里面活出来的时候，我们就把神显现在世人中间。
Because as Christ is in us and revealed in us, and as we live in this world, his life is revealed through us.
而且也因着神的生命在我们中间，我们就一直能够有那个荣耀的盼望，我们一直生活在那神的荣耀之中。
And as his life is within us, we have this glorious hope, and we can live in this hope.
所以神的同在，也就因着神的荣耀，因着神的同在，一直在我们当中。
And because of his presence, his glory is constantly with us.
今天在教会中，并没有神，并没有失去他的荣耀。
Today, God has not actually lost his glory from the church.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们中间，我们都有神的生命，神的生命在里面，就是我们那荣耀的盼望。
Because we all have the life of Christ, and this life is our glorious hope.
今天神没有意思要兴起另外一个团体来取代教会的地位。
Today, God has not come up with a new group of people to replace the church.
今天在这么冷的天气里面，我们能够聚在一起。
Today, in such cold weather, we can be gathered together.
我们可以离开我们的床。
We can leave our beds.
我们穿上我们的衣服。
Put on our coats.
在这么冷的天气里面，我们愿意在一起来感谢、赞美我们这位主。
And in such cold weather, we're willing to gather together and praise our Lord.
今天我们和世人、和这世界里面，我们在和别人、和世人有什么不一样的地方呢？
So what, how are we different from the people of this world?
就是因为神在我们中间。
Because the Lord is in our midst.
神在我们和神同在。
We are with God.
其实应该说神和我们同在。
Actually, God is with us.
在出埃及记33章16节里面。
In Exodus chapter 33, verse 16.
当摩西带着以色列人要出埃及的时候。
While Moses was taking the Israelites out of Egypt.
他说了一句话。
He said,
33章16节，他说：人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
Exodus 33 verse 16. For how then can it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us, so that I and your people may be distinguished from all other people who are upon the face of the earth?
今天因着神与我们同在，所以我们和世人不同。
Because the Lord's presence is with us, we are different from the people of this world.
这是我们每一天生活的基本的应该有的思想。
This is something that we should consider every day.
时时刻刻，神都与我们同在。
All the time, God is with us.
我们也活在神的面前。
And we live before His presence.
这并不是因为我们的工作。
This isn't because of our work.
不是因为我们比较好。
Not because we are better,
而这是神的恩典。
But because this is God's grace.
他已经答应我们。
He has already promised us.
圣灵也在我们里面告诉我们。
And the Holy Spirit tells us within us.
我们知道。
We know.
今天神与我们同在。
That God is with us.
所以我们也能够体会，今天我们的生活应该是活在神面前的生活。
And we can understand that.We should live our lives in His presence.
在提摩太前后书里面有九次提到我们在神的面前。
In in 1 and 2 Timothy, 9 times it mentions in his presence.
有三次他非常严肃地说我们活在神的面前，他嘱咐我们，告诉我们。
And 3 times it is very serious that we live in his presence and he tells us.
提摩太前书五章二十一节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 21.
在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前。
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of his chosen angels.
五章二十一节。
In chapter 5 verse 21.
在六章十三节里面他说在叫万物生活的神面前。六章十三节。
In chapter 6 verse 13.
在万物叫万物生活的神面前并在向本迪。本丢。比拉多做过那美好见证的基督面前，基督耶稣面前。
I charge you in the presence of God who gives life to all things and of Christ Jesus who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate.
在提摩太后书四章一节里面。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
后书四章一节。
2 Timothy 4 verse 1.
他说我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你。
I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus who is the judge the living and the dead.
所以我每一天每一个人其实所以我每一个人每一天都是活在神的面前。
So every day we are all living before his presence.
所以在活在神面前在提摩太前后书里面告诉我们不可以有偏见不可以有偏心。
So as we live before his presence, we cannot have a divided heart.
偏见偏心阻碍了我们个人在神面前的学习，还有我们在神面前的建造，还有基督教会的建造。
God has loved us and, and
我们个人的一个成长的阻碍。
And in our individual growth in Christ.
也妨碍了我们教会的建造。
And it can cause us and it can hinder the building up of the church.
也造成我们人与人之间的交通上的困难。
And it can cause difficulties between our brothers and sisters.
曾经有一位年轻的弟兄这样子跟我说。
Once a young brother told me.
他说我不喜欢读倪弟兄的书。
He said he doesn't like to read the books of Washman Nee.
我每次只要一听到这个他的名字我就不喜欢。
He says he dislikes hearing the name Washman Nee.
我就问他说：“那你读了些什么？读了多少他的书
？”So I asked him, "How many books of his have you read?"
有哪一本书是你喜欢的？有哪除了他以外，有什么书是你喜欢的
？And other than his books, what do you like?
实在来说，我们常常主在我们中间已经有许多许多很美好、美好的提醒在我们中间。
Actually, the Lord has often reminded us in our presence.
但是常常我们的偏心或者我们的成见。我们阻碍了我们自己在神面前的学习。
But because of our own preferences, sometimes we prevent ourselves from learning in the Lord.
在教会中也是如此。
The same is in the church.
如果我们在主面前的生活，我们有成见，有偏心。
Sometimes if our heart isn't perfect towards Him,
我们可能就会有纷争，有比较。
We will have comparisons and we will have divisions.
而这些都是那恶者的诡计。
This is all the works of the evil one.
活在神的面前，我们必须要除去这一切。
In living in the presence of God, we have to remove these things.
我们实在必须要知道神给我们的是什么是他给我们的是最好的。
We need to know that God gives us the best.
另外我们活在神的面前每一天的生活虽然我们的生活是在一个征战之中。
And every day as we live, our lives are in a battlefield.
是一个信心的征战。
It is a fight of faith.
我不知道你们有没有这感觉。
I don't know if you have this feeling.
我们在我们里面常常在时时刻刻我们常常在征战之中。
But in our lives, all the time, within us, we can feel a fight.
我到底应该这样子做呢，还是应该做这样子的选择？
Should I do this thing or should I choose that?
我应该早上要起床去教会呢，还是我要继续可以睡一下？
Should I wake up and go to church or should I continue sleeping?
或者我要今天晚上要待晚一点呢，还是我要早点睡觉，因为明天要聚会？
Or should I stay later or should I go to sleep earlier so I can go to the gathering next day?
当然我们在年轻人中间会有这样子 的困难。
Sometimes there's a difficulty while we're with the young people.
其实在我们年长 像年纪比较大的弟兄姊妹说，也是有同样的感觉。
But actually, we find the same difficulty for those who are older.
我应该多看一下 internet 呢，我还是应该去睡觉
？Should I surf the web a little longer, or should I go sleep?
或者我应该把这个明天要到教会要读的圣经读一读呢？还是我今天可以跟我的朋友在电话里面，在 internet 里面可以有一些的交谈？
Or should I stay on social media, or should I read the Bible and prepare for the next day's stuff?
这是我们里面那个灵和那个情欲的一个征战。
This is a fight within our spirit.
今天教会中也是如此。
We find the same in the church.
教会中，我们活在这个世界之中。
We live in this world.
我们应该跟这个世界的潮流走呢，还是应该要遵守在神的那种带领之下？
Should we follow the way of the world?Or should we stay under the guidance of God?
大家都这样子做，我们教会是不是也应该这样做？
Everyone does so and so. Should our church do the same?
有时候我们感觉这个教会中的反应都非常的慢。
Sometimes we feel that the reaction of the church is very slow.
我们一直在那边祷告，祷告，结果没有结果。
We pray so long and there is no result.
因为它里面有征战。
But the reason is that there is a fight.
如果今天一步走一步小步错误。等到这个错误在十年以后变成一个很大的错误。
If we make a small mistake right now, in 10 years it can become a bigger mistake.
所以我们实在恐惧战惊在我们里面。
So there is much fear and trembling within.
我们就怕到十年以后、二十年以后，那是没有办法收拾的地方。
We are afraid that in 10 or 20 years we reach a point where we cannot turn back.
另外，在提摩太前书提到，我们活在神的面前，无论得时不得时，无论是顺境还是逆境。我们都应该要传道。
And we also read in the book of Timothy that we need to preach the word in season or out of season.
也就是要成为那个成生命发表的那个管道。
We are supposed to be a channel for God's word to be spread.
所以在后书里面提到，在神的显现和国度里面来属乎我们。
So that's why in 2 Timothy it says that he charges us in the presence of God and his kingdom.
因为在之后四章三节里面，他提到在末世的时候，人必厌烦纯正的道理。
Because in 2 Timothy 4:3 it says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine."
四章三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
然后到四，他说：“我们的耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添了很多的师傅。”
But wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires.
也就是说，我们就跟随了一个，或许不在神心意中的那个道路走。
So sometimes we follow a way that is not in God's will.
所以这是一个在神面前，在那个审判要审判死人活人的基督耶稣的面前的一个警醒。
So we have to be alert because this will be in the presence of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead.
所以在之后的第五节，他说告诉我们说，要凡事谨慎、忍耐、苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
But in 2 Timothy 4 verse 5 it says.But you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
这里讲到职分。
Here it talks about ministry.
这不是一个礼拜、两个礼拜、一个月、两个月的事情。
This isn't something that just happens weekly or monthly.
这是一生之久。
But this is your entire life.
虽然我们在这里好像没有在做什么事情。
Even though sometimes it seems like we're not doing anything,
但是神借着弟兄姐妹在神的教会里面，神要做他那个不是人可以想象的事情。
But with our brothers and sisters, God wants to do the work that man cannot imagine.
所以尽主的职分，这是我们每一个人都应该要知道，到底主要我做什么。
So we should know what the Lord wants us to do to fulfill our ministry.
前几天跟一个慕道的朋友稍微聊天了一下。
One day I was talking to a gospel friend.
他就问我说，你就说，你不要说那么，他没有说，他说，你就说你的目的是什么？你生活的目的，人生的目的是什么？
He asked me, so what is your purpose in life?
我想当我们信主以后，我们就必须要问，到底神救了我，要做他的目的是什么？
After we are saved, we should ask, now that God has saved us, what does he want us to do?
所以我们每一个人一定有，每个人都有神在我们身上的目的。
Every one of us has a purpose in God.
如果是一个姐妹，你可能神把你目的就是把你那个唯一的儿女，或者是你有儿女，儿女在主面前的长大。
For sisters, sometimes it might be that Lord has specifically directed you to watch over your children's spiritual growth.
或者神在更多的恩典，盼望着用着我们个人在主面前有更多的服事。
Or sometimes if he gives us more grace, then he gives us more service.
不管在家在外面，神都有他的美意。
Whether at home or in church, God has his will.
所以在提摩太后书提到说，我们怎么样尽我们的职分。
So 2 Timothy tells us how we should fulfill our ministry.
他有提到了在提摩太后书二章二十一节。
In 2 Timothy 2 verse 21.
他说，人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
这是一个选择。
This is a choice.
今天我们年纪大一点的人，可能我们选择上比较少了一点。
For those who are older, maybe we have fewer choices left.
但是我们还是有一些的选择，是关乎我们自己在主面前生活的那个属灵的成长，属灵生命的成长。
But we do still have choices on how our spiritual growth will be.
那对于年轻的弟兄姐妹，尤其可能还没有出社会或者还在读书的，你们有更多的选择。
For those who are younger, especially those who have not gone into the workforce yet, you have more choices to make.
所以，如何在主面前成为那个圣洁？
So how can we be that holy vessel?
离开那些不属乎神的事情。
Who can stay away from those things that are not according to the master's will?
神就预备我们，能够使用我们。
That God can prepare us and use us.
另外，在提摩太后书三章十五到十七节。
In 2 Timothy 3 verse 15 to 17.
十五到十七节。我从十四节开始读。
I'll start reading from verse 14.
但你所学习的要确信，所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
在十五节的后面一句话说，他说因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
In the latter part of verse 15 it says wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
所以如果说你看其他一些英文版本的话，我想他可能这样子翻，他说要让我们能够有聪明，或者让我们有智慧，这个智慧因着基督耶稣，在基督耶稣里的信心，让我们把我们进入那，或者是为了那个得救 salvation， 为了救得救。
In some other translations, it says that it is able to make us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
也就是让我们因着在基督里的信心，让我们那有那个可以得救的智慧。
In other words, that we have the faith in Christ Jesus, which gives us wisdom to be saved.
今天我们都蒙恩得救了。
Today we have been saved by His grace.
我们当主耶稣第一次来，在十字架成就了救恩的时候，成为了道成肉身，后来复活升天， 我们有那个得救的生命。
We have the salvation, that life, when the Lord Jesus was crucified and was buried and then rose from the dead.
所以我们说我们是神的儿女。
Therefore, we can say that we are God's children.
可能别人不信主的弟兄、不信主的朋友们还不太了解我们的含义。
Those who have not been saved yet may not understand such a phrase.
但是我们心里知道，我们有非常确定，我知道我们的生命在主里面是得救的生命。
But in our hearts, we know with certainty that our lives are those that have been saved.
虽然我们还是有那个外体的生命，我们也有里面的生命。
Even though we have an outer life, we also have the inner life.
外体的生命，我们和一般的世人不信主的人是一样。
On the outside, we are the same as those who have not believed.
但是我们一个里面的生命是不信主的人他们所没有的。
But within, there is a life that those who have not believed do not have.
有一天我们里面的生命跟我们外面的生命应该要成为一致。
One day, the outer life and the inner life should become one.
虽然我们常常有征战，因着里面的人跟外面的人不一样，所以我们的征战一直在我们身上，一直有很多的那种困难。
Right now, because the outer and the inner are not the same, there's a fighting within that results.
但是在神的拯救里面，他是要使我们里面的人跟外面的人有一天要一样。
But in God's will, He wants to make the inside and outside the same one day.
前几天，和年轻的弟兄在读希伯来书第九章。
A few weeks past, I was reading the book of Hebrews chapter 9 with the younger people.
九章二十八节。
Hebrews 9 verse 28.
他说，这样基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是要拯救他们。
So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him.
这是一个完全的救恩，完全的拯救。
This is a complete salvation.
神并不，我相信神并不期望我们停留在那个我们刚信主的光景里面。
I trust that the Lord does not want us to stay in where we were when we just got saved.
当神再来的时候，他要给我们有那个魂的拯救，更完全的拯救。
But when He returns, He wants to give us that more complete salvation.
或者你把希伯来书往后看第十章三十九节。
Or if you look forward to Hebrews chapter 10 verse 39.
他说我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
这应该说以致魂得救的人。
So this is...The preserving of the soul.
所以我们实在需要像保罗在以弗所书里面说的。
So just as Paul said in Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章。
In chapter 1.
这是前几天我们和年轻的弟兄我们在读的圣经。以弗所书第一章十一到十九节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 11 to 19.
或者是从十七节读好。
Or starting in verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe.
实在我们必须为着这个世代祷告。
We have to pray for this generation.
我们为着不信的人，他们的救恩的得救他们救恩的得救 能够有救恩，能够得救而祷告。
We pray for the unsaved that they would be able to have salvation and believe.
弟兄姐妹，我们也为着我们自己在神面前那个魂的得救来祷告。
And brothers and sisters, we also pray for the salvation of our own souls.
今天我们有在这世上有许多的问题。
There are many problems in this world today.
就好像在提摩太后书第三章里面。
Just as it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
后书第三章
Second Timothy
3他提到在这末世的时候有许多危险的事情危险的日子
It says but realize this that in the last days difficult times will come
人要专顾自己贪爱钱财一直到后面违背父母怎么卖主卖友第四章、第三章对不起后书第三章
that,
所以在这些事情里面
We see that men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, etc., disobedient to parents, and so forth.
这些事情围绕着我们。
These things surround us.
困扰我们。
They are a burden to us.
尤其年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Especially to the young people.
他们要面临许多许多他们的选择。
They will face many choices.
那校园里面有这么多的问题。
There are many problems in schools.
那我就不提那些问题，大家都知道那个问题，但是。神并不是意思要叫我们在那个问题里面在那里打滚。
I won't mention the rest of the problems, but we know that God does not want us to be stuck in these problems.
我们不是在那里针对这问题要解决这些问题。
Our goal isn't to try to deal with these problems directly.
神乃是让我们这些人看见那个生命的宝贵，然后在那个生命里面，这些就不是问题了。
But God wants us to see how precious His life is, and in His life.These are no longer problems.
我觉得现在好像有一个困难。
I feel like there is one difficulty.
有 internet.
The internet.
Wi-Fi.
Or also known as Wi-Fi.
还有各种的 chat.
Or all types of messaging systems.
各种谈天的聊天的方式。
Social media.
那大家好像有很多的朋友了。
It seems like you have a lot of friends.
我有400个 follower.
Say I have 400 followers.
那个有名一点的人几万个 follower.
Maybe those who are more famous have a few thousands or tens of thousands.
一个 message 发出去了，二十个人可以收得到。
I can send a message to 20 people at once.
200个人。
Or maybe 200.
或者600个人。
Maybe 600.
然后我们就觉得我们什么都有了。
And we feel like we have everything.
然后我们在那里顺便看那些 message.
And then we read through the messages.
600个人要回我们的 message 的话。
If 600 people all reply to our messages,
我们的时间当然就不够用了。
Then of course our time runs out.
眼睛一打开来，第一件事情打开手机看看谁给我讲话。
The first thing we do when we open our eyes is look at our cell phones and see who's talking to us.
因为在地球的另外一边有一半的人都不睡觉的。
Because on the other side of the earth, there's half the people who are not sleeping.
所以当我们睡觉起来的时候，有这么多人在跟我们讲话。
So when we wake up, there's already that many people who are talking to us.
这么忘记了我们。每天的第一件事情应该是跟神说话的这件事情。
And we forget that the first thing we should do is listen to God speak.
我们上 YouTube.
We may go on YouTube.
我们看那些 message.
We may look at messages.
每个教会都要把 message 摆上去。
Today, many churches have to put their messages on YouTube.
然后我们忙得不得了。
And then we are very busy.
然后我们在那边传 message。这个 YouTube message 多好，这个 YouTube message 多好。
And then we start telling people, oh, this YouTube message is really good. That YouTube message is really good.
然后我们就没有时间读圣经了。
And then we run out of time to read the Bible.
然后我们坐下来要读圣要查经的时候。
And when we read the Bible,
哦，我没有读。
Oops, I forgot to read.
然后，刚你查完经以后又开始了。
And then as soon as you're done reading,
那边谈神多爱我们。
And after you're done reading, you take up the phone and you say, "Oh, God loves me so much."
然后下个礼拜读经的时候
，And next week during Bible study,
哦，我又忘了读圣经。
Oops, I forgot to read again.
然后我们再去聚会的时候，我们就缺少了主的同在。
And when we are gathered together, we are missing the presence of God.
因为主的同在不是从天，不只是从天下降。
Because God's presence isn't just poured out from heaven.
更是我们每一个人里面那个生命能够表现出来神的同在。
But our lives should be able to represent God's presence in us.
你带一点，我带一点，这就都很丰富。
If you bring a little bit and I bring a little bit, then it's very abundant.
如果每个人都忘记了
，But if everyone forgets,
神如何跟我们同在？
How can God's presence be within us?
或许我们读经读到最后一个小时，最后那一分钟的时候，开始要进入状况的时候，我们时间到了。
Or sometimes we'll be reading the Bible for an hour, and just as we start getting into it, then time is up.
我越来越觉得，在属灵的追求里面，我们失去了一个艺术。
I feel like there's something missing in our spiritual pursuit.
我们忘记了，我们必须要等候。
We forgot that we need to wait.
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
我们需要等候神的圣灵在我们里面告诉我们，我们要怎么走。
We need to wait for the Holy Spirit to show us how to go.
我们忘记了我们要摸我们里面那个感觉。
We forgot that we need to touch that inner feeling.
尤其在北美。
Especially in North America.
每个人都非常的聪明。
Everyone is very smart.
我觉得每一个人都比我聪明。
I feel like everyone is smarter than me.
我记得 Isaac 他在读大学的时候，刚开始读大学的时候。
I remember back when Isaac was just in university.
我问他说：“你要现在最近在学什么工？学什么东西
？”I asked him, "What are you learning right now?"
他说：“我准备要开始学 Java。
”He said that I'm currently learning Java.
OK， 现在毕业了。
So now he's graduated.
他做事了。
So he's working.
我记得当时我跟他讲，哎，我也要跟你一起学 Java.
I told him I also want to learn Java with you.
快六年过去了。
Six years have almost passed.
我的 Java 书这么多。
I have this many books of Java.
我还没有进去。
I haven't actually tried any.
他已经靠着 Java 在那边赚，他在生活。
He is already
有工作。
He is already working with Java.
年轻的弟兄姐妹太聪明了。
Young brothers and sisters are too smart these days.
然后再有一点钱。
And then if you have a little money,
他们赚的钱可能都比我多。
They probably earn more money than me.
所以在这个世代里面，
So in this world,
我们失去了艺术，我们忘记了等候神的圣灵来带领我们。
We forgot to wait for God's Spirit to guide us.
因为我们有太多的 information 进来。
Because there's too much information entering us.
所以我们就忘了我们要等候神的声音。
And we forget that we have to wait for His voice.
所以我们必须要为这个时代祷告。
We have to pray for this generation.
我想在基督的身体里面，在提摩太前后书里面，保罗给我们看见一件事情。
In 1st and 2nd Timothy, Paul also shows us something of the body of Christ.
就在提摩太前书一章十六节里面。
In 1st Timothy chapter 1 verse 16.
你记得今年年初西征弟兄来跟我们交通的时候。
Remember when our brother Christian Chen came to speak to us in the beginning of the year? I don't know what your feeling was. He mentioned the four sets of blood moons. He talked about the condition of the world.
虽然有一些，说真的，我不是像他下那么大的功夫。
Because I didn't study as much about this as he did.
但是当我听完他信息的时候，在心中有一个火热。
But there was a burning in my heart after hearing the message.
主已快要来了。
The Lord is returning soon.
主啊，弟兄在这个话，在他的信息里面传达一个很重要的信息，主要来了。
His message was very important. The Lord is coming soon.
我记得在他信息里面，我不晓得你们有没有注意。
I don't know if you noticed in his message.
我不知道多少人在抄笔记。
I don't know how many people were taking notes.
在我笔记里面的。
But in my notes.
他刚开始的时候他就说。这个教会在目前的世代里面，教会里面需要榜样。
He said that in the church today we need examples.
我们失去了做榜样的那个，他说我们神要给我们要求神给我们更多在聚会中有更多的榜样。
He said that we have to ask the Lord to give us more people in the church who can be good examples.
保罗在提摩太前书一章。十六节里面
So in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16
他说然而我蒙了怜悯是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐给后来信他做永生的人做榜样
Yet for this reason I found mercy so that in me as the foremost Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who will believe in him for eternal life
这里是用中文是用榜样
In Chinese, it says example.
但我们讲到榜样，我们觉得是好的。
Usually, we think it's a good example.
但是实际上，常常有时候，我们的榜样也是坏榜样。
But often for us, we may be bad examples.
在英文里面，它有 example， 就是说我们要做那个例子。
In English, it says that we need to be the example.
或者说，有些版本它叫 pattern， 就是用那个样式。
Or in other versions, it says pattern.
我们每一个人在主面前生活的时候，我们就是神在这世上要摆着那个例子。
Every time as we live on this earth, God wants to place His example in us.
在儿女面前，父母亲是例子。
Before the children, parents are examples.
在所谓的学生面前，我们老师是例子。
And teachers are examples for their students.
在弟兄姐妹中间，我们彼此做例子。
And we are examples for one another as brothers and sisters.
例子第一个，我觉得想，我相信最重要的例子的做榜样的开始，第一个要认识我们自己是一个蒙恩的罪人。
I think the most important thing that we need to know in order to be examples is that we are sinners saved by grace.
我们可以做一点事情，或者我们可以有一点的服事，这都是神给我们的恩典。
Anything that we can do, it is all by God's grace.
并不是我们的能力。
It is not by our power.
也不是因为我们的工作。
And not because of our work.
也不是因为我们的聪明。
Or of our intelligence.
乃是神的恩典。
But God's grace.
我记得很多年以前，我们在母亲节的时候，我们有买花给妈妈们。
I remember many years ago during Mother's Day when we would buy flowers for our mothers.
后来我们觉得好像有点太，父亲也很重要，后来我们就没有买花。
But because we thought that the father was also important, after a few years we stopped buying flowers.
有一天，那有记得有一年，我到一个花店，我去买花。
I remember one year when I went to a flower shop to buy flowers.
我跟他讲说我要买两打花。
I told him I want
两打康乃馨。
I told the person I wanted to buy 2 dozen.
因为我怕到时候买不到康乃馨了。康乃馨啊？
啊？
母亲节要送的花，康乃馨。
Oh, I want that. Oh, that I need to buy carnations.
当然，现在很多人送玫瑰了。
And I know many people give roses now.
后来我就去买花，我跟他讲说我买两打。
So I told the person I want to buy 2 dozen carnations.
然后店员说两打，要用英文讲啦 ，two dozen. 他说两打，对 ，two dozen.
So she asked, the clerk asked me, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Yes, 2 dozen."
Okay, 他就跑到后面把老板找出来。
The person went to the back and found his employer.
我当时在想，哇，大概两打的话很难买得到他们。
I thought maybe it's very hard to buy 2 dozen flowers.
所以把老板找来。
That they had to find the employer.
老板问我说，你要买两打的花。
And the boss asked me, "You need to buy 2 dozen?"
我说对，我要买两打的花。
I said yes, 2 dozen.
他就拿了个订购单来，上面写，准备要写。我说对呀，我买了。写两千，挺骚的。
So he got out the receipt and he wrote in 2,000.
我说不对，我不要 2,000, 我要只要 24.
I said not 2,000, 24.
他看看我。
He looked at me.
他说这个不用订了，他就走了。
He said, "Oh, you don't actually need to order this like this."
转身就走了。
And he left.
那个店员也看看我，看看他。
The clerk looked at me and looked at him.
他说24朵花你不用订。
He said 24, oh, you don't have to pre-order it.
Okay, 我就走出来。
So I left.
后来我在想到底怎么回事。
So I was wondering what happened.
Oh, 2,000 跟 2 dozen.
But the problem was I didn't say 2 dozen or 2,000 clearly.
我就要问主耶稣。
So I asked the Lord.
我说你明明知道我英文不好。
I said, "Lord, you know that my English isn't good."
你看我在服侍年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And you want me to serve the young brothers and sisters.
然后你又要来我来买花。
And you told me to buy flowers.
然后主耶稣跟我说。
And the Lord told me.
就是因为你英文不好。
He said, "It's because your English is not good."
所以我才要你做这些事情。
So I want you to do these things.
你才知道这是恩典。
So you know that this is grace.
不是你的聪明。
It isn't your intelligence.
你英文好。
If your English were good.
可能你做得好。
Maybe you'll do it well.
你就骄傲了。
But you'll be proud.
但是因为你不好。
But because your English is not good.
所以神要我们才要我们服侍他。
And that's why God wants us to serve him.
我们才能够依靠他。
That way we can depend on him.
所以我们在主面前。
So before God's presence.
我们可以有一点的服侍。
We can serve him.
我们第一个要看见我们自己的不配。
We need to see that we ourselves are unworthy. We cannot think for ourselves that we're able to do it.
啊，接着在提摩太前书一章二节里面讲到，在信心中他是真的儿子。
In
一章二节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 2 it says, "To Timothy, my true child in the faith."
所以在做例子、做榜样的时候，我们是在信心之中。
As examples, we have to be in faith.
他特别提到了真儿子。
It specifically says true child.
其实那个我很多没有这个字，但是真儿子，因信主做真儿子。
Some versions don't leave out the word my and just says to Timothy, true son in the faith.
所以我就思考到了，我们可能因信主，我们做假儿子。
Sometimes we may be fake children that we're saved.
所以，但是这里提到我们在信心之中要成为那个真儿子，这是一个做榜样的一个立足点，刚开始的立足点。
But as a start, if we want to be examples, we have to be
信心是我们的立足点。
That faith is how we start.
在提摩太前书一章五节提到爱。
And in verse 5, it mentions love.
一章五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
他这里提到爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无为的信心出来。
Love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
做例子，我们必须我们常常讲爱，我们常常讲爱，但是这里提到爱是清洁的心、无愧的良心、无为的信心。
We often talk about love, but it comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith.
爱，我想我们每个人都。我们常常会提这个字，或者我们跟我们儿女讲，或者跟我们的妻子讲，或者跟我们的弟兄姐妹说。
We may say the word love to our brothers and sisters, to our spouses, or to our parents.
所以，我们父母亲做榜样的时候，我们是真的是出于这个爱，是清洁的心、无愧的良心、无为的信心。
As parents, do you truly love from a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith?
或者我们和弟兄姐妹相处，我们真的出于那个爱，真正的爱。
Or when we talk with our brothers and sisters, is it truly through this love?
昨天晚上我们那一组有聚会。
Last night our group had a gathering.
我们那连长的弟兄提醒我们，做父母的。
Our elderly brother reminded us parents.
八十几岁的老弟兄。
This is an 80-year-old brother.
他说：“你不要期望做父母亲，你不要期望从你父母亲。”不，从你的儿女那里得到什么？不要得到。
He says, "Don't look to receive something from your children."
他说：“你真正的爱他们，不是希望他们有什么回报。
If you truly love them, you aren't looking for a response."
常常我们父母亲把儿女把摆成榜样的地位，我们总是有点夸口或者有点期望。
Often parents may boast in their children and hope that they have some.Special status.
常常我们的爱也有掺杂。
And sometimes our love may be imperfect.
我们和弟兄姐妹的之间的爱也可能有掺杂。
That may be true also with our love for our brothers and sisters.
所以，当我们要做榜样的时候，我们真的必须要思考，我们是不是真的出于神的爱。
So we want to be examples. We truly have to consider, is it from God's love?
因为只有真正神的爱是真正的爱。
Because only God's love is true love.
常常我们人的爱。都有掺杂。
Human love is imperfect.
儿女对我好一点，他听我的话，我可能多爱他一点。
If my children are obedient, I may love them more.
我有两个女儿。
I have two daughters.
有时候这个女儿就跟我说，好像不公平，你爱她比较多。
Sometimes one daughter will say, "I think you're not being fair. You love the other one more."
或者另外一个说，我爱她比较多。
Or the other daughter may say, "You love that daughter more."
我就跟他们说，我不知道什么是爱。
I tell them, I truly don't know what love is.
我跟你们一样也是在学习。
I am learning just as you are.
我可能表达的方式不对。
Maybe the way I express it is wrong.
但是在主面前我必须说。
But before God, I have to say.
我不会做父母。
I do not know how to be a parent.
我有很多的亏欠。
I have many shortcomings.
现在他们都懂事了。
Now they understand.
我常常跟他们说对不起。
So I often tell them I'm sorry.
因为他告诉我他们以前发生的事情。
Because sometimes they tell me about things that happened in the past.
常常我一句话就伤害了他们。
Sometimes one word may hurt them.
我可能夸赞了这一个，我就伤害了这一个。
Maybe sometimes by commending one, I hurt the other.
实在我们需要求主帮助我们。
Truly, we have to ask the Lord to help us.
我们做榜样实在不容易啊。
It is really difficult to be an example.
那榜样的内容。
So what is the content of being an example?
在提摩太后书三章十十一节。
In 2 Timothy 3 verse 10 and 11.
他说第十节，他说你已经服从了我的教训、品性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在什么安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难。
Now you have followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and suffering such as happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra.
我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，神都把我救出来。
What persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord rescued me.
所以这里看到那我们所教训、志向、品性、信心、宽容、爱心，当然这些我们都可以思考。
So we can consider these traits: teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, and perseverance.
然后想到苦难逼迫，然后我觉得很重要的一点，但这一切苦难中，神都把我救出来了。
And we even see persecutions and sufferings. But the important thing is that what persecutions I endured, out of them all, the Lord rescued me.
我记得西征弟兄他给我们一篇信息，提到了我们要如何教导我们的儿女。
I remember once Christian Chen spoke a message on how to teach our children.
当然不光只是教导儿女，其实我们彼此之间彼此互相的帮补都用得上，就是提到两个事情。
And it's not only relevant to teaching children, but it's also relevant to how we should act with our brothers and sisters.
第一个，神的话。
First is the word of God.
我们必须要熟悉神的话。
We must be familiar and know the word of God.
第二个，我们要看见神的工作，也就是神的手。
Second, we need to see the hand of God.
如果我们可以把儿女，或者说我们可以在聚会之中，我们把神的话能够抓得住。
If we can capture the word of God,
如果我们可以看见神的工作在我们中间，
if we can see the work of God in our midst,
我们自然可以看见神的榜样在我们中间。
Naturally, we will see God's example in our midst.
我知道很多，我们前一阵子儿童主日学老师有开会。
I know that in the past, many of us Sunday school teachers had some gatherings.
必须我们要感谢主，为着这些在服事里面服事的那些姐妹们，姐妹们。
We thank the sisters for serving in this area.
因为我发现很弟兄太少了。
Because I realized that there are almost no brothers.
他们在组里面怎么样摆上他们的心力来带这些小孩子。
We see how the sisters have really in the Lord put all their effort to lead these children.
我们也看见很多的父母亲实在很愿意我们的儿女能够好好的认识主，能够追求主，最好的礼物就是要认识神。
And we know that there are many parents who truly want their children to know the Lord.
但是我有一个疑惑。
But there is one question I have.
到底我们做教导，或者是我们做父母亲，或者我们做比较年长，到底我们对神的话认识有多少？
Whether as parents or as teachers, how well do we know God's word?
我们必须先有榜样在神的话语里面。
We need to first have an example in God's word.
我们必须顺服下来在神的工作里面。
We have to submit to God's work.
那么我们的榜样就能够建立起来，这些小孩子或者我们彼此之间就可以互相的提醒。
And then our example will be built up, whether it's to the children or amongst ourselves.
那在加拉太书六章四节讲到我们的夸口就专在我们自己。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 4, it says that our boasting is in ourselves.
加拉太书四章六节，六章四节。
Galatians 6 verse 4。
个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人。
But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another.
我们夸口就不在我们的小孩子身上。
We don't have to boast in our children.
如果我们自己在神面前能够成为那个榜样，
if we can be an example before God,
那么儿女们自然会在神面前成为榜样。
Then our children will also become an example in God.
如果我们期望给我们父母，给我们的儿女买圣经，买个好圣经。
If say we want to buy a good Bible for our children,
我们自己就要有一个圣经能够去读它。
We ourselves should also have a Bible to read.
我们要一起经历神的工作在我们中间。
We need to experience God's work together in our midst.
如果我们在我们必须在基督身体里面成为那个可用的器皿以后，我们就容易去经历神的工作。
If we become that vessel of honor in His house, then we can experience His work.
还有我们在生活上的态度。
And also our attitude in our daily lives.
前书六章六节提到，提摩太前书六章六节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
他说：“敬虔加上知足，就是大利。”
But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment.
六章十节，九节里面，或者我就用十节，六章十节提到，贪财是万恶之根。
In verse 10 it says, "For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil."
所以对钱财的态度，或者一些。处理的态度也是一个我们常常成为榜样的一个难处。
Our attitude towards money is also a difficulty sometimes to being an example.
我想这可能是一个误会。
Sometimes this is a misunderstanding.
有时候问小孩子说：“你觉得你父母亲要什么？最希望什么？”
Sometimes I ask the children, "What do you think your parents want the most?"
有的小孩就会说：“我父母亲希望我进一个好大学。”
Some children will say they want some children will say their parents want them to enter a good university.
这是应该的。
This is good.
然后有的小孩说，我父母亲希望我能够进好大学，或者希望我能够拿奖学金。
And some children will say their parents want them to enter a good university and receive a scholarship.
这个好像就有一点偏差了。
This is not as great.
我不晓得有没有这种情况。
I don't know if you've had this situation or not.
有时候我们在小孩子面前讲的话，
Sometimes the words we speak to our children.
算了，不举这个例子。
Never mind.
所以我们需要我们在钱财上，在生活上面，我们那知足，敬虔加上知足，这是我们做榜样的一个态度。
But our attitude of being an example is connected to our attitude towards money and other things.
当然，最后这些榜样。有榜样必须要持续，一直继续，要有恒心，要谨慎。
But these examples have to continue and persevere.
直到我们主耶稣在显现的时候。
Until the day of our Lord's appearing.
当然还有一个很重要的。
Another important thing.
虽然我们能够成为榜样。
Even that we can become examples.
我们还需要一个可以有做榜样的一起的同伴。
We need a coworker who can also be an example.
因为在提摩太后书十。二章二十二节，后书二章二十二节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
Okay, 他提到我们要同那清心祷告主的人一起追求。
But pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
所以，我们实在必须要知道我们跟谁，我们能。必须要看见在我们中间的榜样。
We have to see the examples that are in our midst.
所以我们就可以一起互相提醒。
And together we can remind ourselves.
我想年轻的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
The same is true for the younger brothers and
sisters. 虽然我们知道同年龄的人，我们都希望跟同年龄的人在一起。
We know that we usually enjoy being with those of our same age.
因为你可以确实可以比较容易聊，
Because,
比较了解，互相了解。
Because it is easier for you to understand one another.
但是有一个很重要的产业或者很重要的资产，神摆在我们中间的。
But God has placed an important inheritance here.
我想一些年长的弟兄姐妹，他们所经历的都是我们能够学习的榜样。
All the elderly brothers and sisters and what they have experienced is an example to us.
有时候我们看到那年轻的弟兄姐妹， 弟兄来做这个慈悲的服事。
Sometimes I see the younger brothers and sisters serving for the bread and cup.
我们真的很感谢主，大家都好高兴哦，他愿意做。
We thank the Lord that they are willing.
你看他穿的西装笔挺。
They wear a very good suit.
那种高挺的那个样子，感谢主。
And their appearance, we thank the Lord for that.
但是有时候我们看到弟兄八十几岁的老弟兄，或七八十岁的弟兄。
But sometimes we also see the 70 to 80 year old.
他们在主面前，在长时间里面，他们能够忠心在他主面前的服事。
Though they have lived for such a long time, they are still faithfully serving God.
我不晓得年轻的弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过，当我们七八十岁的时候，我们还可以像他们一样的忠心的服事吗？
I don't know if the younger people have ever thought, when you're 70 or 80, can you be like them and still be faithfully serving God?
不要看着父母亲好像都是很，我不晓得你们有没有被女儿对儿女说，你看起来很 ugly。
Don't just see your parents as ugly.
他们有他们的那一部分是我们可以学习的地方。
Because they have something from which we can learn.
所以，不只是年轻的弟兄姐妹需要祷告。
So it's not only the younger people who need to pray.
我们不只是需要为年轻的弟兄姐妹祷告。
We shouldn't just pray for the young people.
我们为年长的弟兄姐妹要祷告。
We should also pray for our elderly brothers and sisters.
我们不只是跟我们同年龄之间来互相学习榜样。
And we shouldn't just learn to be examples with those our age.
我们要珍惜那些在我们中间，神摆在我们中间那个年长的弟兄姐妹，他们在灵里面的学习。
But we should see what the older brothers and sisters have experienced in the Lord.
最后一个提醒。
And a final reminder.
你们最近两天的新闻提到一个在加州一个聚会。
In the past few days, there was a news about a church in California.
有一个管理财务的长老，他在十几年的时间，他骗了，就是765万的美金。
There was a elderly brother who worked in the treasury and he stole 7,560,000.
他把弟兄姐妹所奉献的钱全部转到自己的765万美金，十几年的时间。
In over 10 years, he embezzled over $7 million of offerings from the brothers and sisters.
我不是要注意这个事情。
I didn't want to pay attention to this.
我是注意那个新闻的内容。
But I noticed the content of that news.
他新闻内容讲到一个长老。
The news talked about the elder.
他长老旁边，长老就是在企业中的经理一样。
So,
he's like a manager in one organization.
So an elder is like a manager in an organization.
这是一般人的看法。
This is how people usually see it.
这不是真实，在聚会中我们知道神的教训不是这样子。
But we know that God doesn't teach us to be like that.
但是在很多弟兄姐妹或者说在很多人的感觉里面，那长老就好像在聚会中的经理一样。
But many,
在企业中的经理一样。
But many people who see elders in the church think that they are like managers in a company.
其实在提摩太前后书里面提到几个男人女人监督执事。
But actually, in 1 and 2 Timothy, it mentions elders and bishops and deacons and so forth.
这个是神在聚会中要建立的一个，我相信这是神建立的一个榜样，而不是那个职位。
Actually, these are examples that the Lord wants to build up, not positions.
所以我们在聚会中有这个功用的弟兄姐妹。
So in the brothers and sisters, we have people with these functions.
我们不用去争这个地位，不用争这个职，这个地，怎么讲？不要争这个头衔。
So we don't have to strive for this as a title.
我们都是仆人。
We are all servants.
我常常看弟兄姐妹，有的人非常的弟兄姐妹非常愿意服事。
I know there are some brothers and sisters who are very willing to serve.
因为在我心里面，我为他感谢主，因为他愿意做那个仆人。
And I thank the Lord because they are willing to be servants.
我们没有一个人，我们是单独做仆，没有一个人是超越别人。
Not a single one of us is above another one.
我们都是仆人。
We are all servants.
所以聚会中里面没有东西属于我自己的。
So nothing belongs to us.
虽然有些事情可能我可能多做了一点，但是这些不是我的。
So maybe we may serve more in one area, but that doesn't make it ours.
所以我们恐惧战惊在神的面前。
We stand before God in fear and trembling.
神要我们树立榜样。
God wants us to be examples.
在弟兄姐妹中间，在我们各样的关系里面，神要我们树立榜样，而不是树立那个权柄或那个地位。
God wants us to be examples, not people in authority, amongst our brothers and sisters.
因为我们是活在那个审判，我们活在神和审判死人活人的基督耶稣面前。
We live before Christ who judges the living and the dead.
我们必须要常常提醒我们。
We have to remind ourselves.
我们是神所要摆在这里。在世上的，在这个世代里面的一个样式，一个例子。
We are supposed to be an example in this world.
我们都是软弱的。
We are all weak.
我们不完全。
We are imperfect.
但是靠着神的恩典，我们一起走这条路。
But by the Lord's grace, we can walk upon this way.
过了20年以后
，and after 20 years,
30年以后
，after 30 years,
接着的弟兄姐妹
，the brothers and sisters who follow,
是不是可以在神面前承担起他们的责任
？Can they still continue in their responsibilities in the Lord?
如果他们不行,
if they cannot,
神就放弃了这个地方,
God will give up this place.
不是地方, 或者神可以放弃,
or rather, God can give it up.
神不是没有,
God doesn't have it.
但是如果神怜悯我们,
but if God has mercy on us,
如果我们愿意,
if we are willing,
神会带领我们。
God will continue to lead us.
愿他的荣耀在我们中间继续得到彰显。
May His glory be expressed here.
愿他的同在实在是我们每一天的提醒。
And may His presence be a reminder to us.
在他的祝福里面，我们每天的生活乃是满有平安喜乐。
And may we have peace and joy in His blessing.
我们知道一起能够迎接他的再来。
That together we can receive His coming.
好不好？我们一起有些祷告。
Let's end with a word of prayer.
主，谢谢你自己再一次恩待我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your grace.
在我们这不配的器皿里面，主你的恩召是何等的指望。
Although we are unworthy vessels, your grace towards us is overflowing.
主，你在我们中间得的基业是何等的浩大。
You have a great inheritance to receive among us.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你继续的加添祝福和带领。
May you continue to bless us and guide us.
我们从老到小。主在你面前蒙受那个恩典，我们都能够成为在主面前能够得你称赞的、称许的。
From the oldest to the youngest, may we receive your grace so that we can be praised by you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give you all glory and honor.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.